Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening and welcome to Fearless Generations. Here are your fearless leaders, Terry Sayer and my co-host, Kelly Fox. We're really excited to be here with you tonight, and we're finishing up this month, the 12th step in your journey to freedom, and in October we'll be ready to start over again, and I'm looking forward to that as well. This month we're talking about the step love, and it's really an interesting concept when you think about love, loving yourself, loving others, loving your passion, loving your purpose, loving, there's just so many layers to love. And so usually we like to start out our show by kind of reviewing our week and how we've done and perhaps what applies to this step or how we're integrating the other steps in our goal. And since we're coming to the end of this year's journey, we all set a specific goal at the beginning, and so we're reflecting back on that goal as well. So how was your week, Kelly, and what do you want to share with us?
Well, let's see. I really don't remember my week, so obviously it went by quite quickly. Probably just a lot of just the same old stuff, you know, kids. And we are trying to get the house clean because my mother-in-law is coming on Wednesday because Jay and I are flying, and you, are flying to D.C. to participate in the Fearless Foundation workshop. You and I will be participating or will be supporting, and Jay will be participating, and so that's really exciting. And so that's kind of where our heads are. We've been doing lots of laundry. We've been trying to get the house cleaned up. Oh, I did completely rearrange our living room. That was one thing we did Saturday, which was kind of fun. Daniel helped me move the furniture because I'm not very strong physically, but also because I'm starting to, protrude rather largely from my front side. I haven't been able, can't really move furniture anymore right now. So he helped me a lot, and the stuff that was really heavy, he got his dad to help him with. And so it was kind of a fun little experiment that we were doing together. And he didn't really get, like, why do you want to put here and why do you want to put this here? But then when it was all like arranged, he was like, you know what, that looks good. And I'm like, okay, thank you. and the kids have liked it. It's the way it's arranged now. The living room is a little bit more, it feels smaller, and we're using kind of some of the extra space for different things like a reading nook or a coloring nook to try to get those things out of the office of the playroom so that, the reading nook so that the books will get pulled out of the bookshelf less, but that hasn't happened yet. But the coloring might come out of the office, so there's more space for homework and stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes. But that was in the attempt of trying to, you know, help us be a little bit more organized and having, you know, each activity have its own specific space. So far, it's gone okay. That's been the majority of what I guess the weekend was about. Well, and then we had, I didn't get to go, but Sunday we had a family party. And Jay and the girls went, and they also got to participate in a baby blessing, and that was really, really cool for them. And we've just been really busy this week. Jay is in a play in Tulare, which is an hour away from Fresno where we live, and so he had play practice two of the nights, so it's been a lot of mom and kids and mom going crazy time. I actually rewatched all four Twilight movies this week as my relaxation, you know, time to myself while I was waiting for Jay to come home from practice and the kids had gone to bed. So that's now that I'm thinking about, that's kind of what I did this week as well. So, you know, just taking some time for myself, relaxing, and oh, there's five movies. Sorry, I've told there's five Twilight movies, and I watched them all. So, four books, five movies. But yeah, but I really love this. I love this principle, or you know, this step to freedom of love. And tonight we're going to be talking about boundaries, and I think that that is that's a really important step to self-love. And I think that that's, I did that as I said, okay, kids, you have to be in bed, you know, at your bedtime because mom's going crazy. And so that was kind of like a boundary. It wasn't like, oh, I'll just let them stay up or I'll just, you know, we kept our schedule as much as possible. And, you know, the kids got in bed, and so I was able to have that downtime where I could, you know, just relax and not have to worry about five people and have five people saying mom and all that kind of stuff. So, how was your week?
Well, I don't remember much about my week either, except the weekend was really pleasant. I have an organization of women educators that I'm associated with, and we had our first meeting on Saturday, and we initiated some new members, and we just got to see each other and visit and make connections and share our summer experiences with each other. And it's just such a pleasant experience to have friends and to have that connection, which you can call love, where we have common goals, common experiences, and support one another. And that was really pleasant. And then Sunday was a lovely day because we had this family birthday party. Every month we do all the birthdays for the month. And in our family, there's only 2 months that we don't have birthdays. So there are 10 months that we do have birthday parties. And this is coming into the more prolific months. And so we had three of my grandchildren had birthdays this month of September. And the fun thing is that they get to choose what they want to eat. And so depending on how old they are, they have more choices than the littlest one just wanted cupcakes and donuts. That was her choice. And the others wanted other meal items. So it worked out. It just works out fun. Everybody brings something. We all come together and share and celebrate the birth of the people within that month. And it's just, I always have a feeling of peace and joy when my family's together and just am able to practice being present and in the moment and just enjoying the fellowship and watching my children communicate and have fun together and the nieces and nephews all playing together. So that's a very, very nice experience for me, and I enjoyed that a lot. So that was kind of the highlight of my week. And then I left Sunday right after they left, and I'm now up in the Bay Area working with a school district that I'm coaching a group of teachers in some lesson design and lesson study. So I'm doing that through tomorrow, and then I hurry home and get ready to go to Washington, D.C. to help facilitate the Fearless Foundation workshop. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So that's kind of where I am, just choosing to be busy.
And there will be lots of love there.
The things that I do.
There will be lots of love there. I said there will be lots of love there.
Oh, yes, yes. I don't know why I couldn't hear you. I guess I had the phone at an angle or something. But we were talking about love, it's self-love, and how important it is to set boundaries as we learn to love ourselves. And probably for me, one of the boundaries that I have to am willing to practice is saying no and when to say yes. And really with my goal this year of being self-care, if I don't set boundaries, I can really become very weary because I have this natural inclination to want to do everything. And I don't know if that's because I don't want to miss out on something or just that I have this insatiable desire to learn, you know, and to grow. And that sometimes is really based around my coaching and my business. So the boundaries that I practice is to evaluate and prioritize the things that I'm asked to do because busy people seem to get asked to do a lot of things because it's my nature. I'm very reactive and I move quickly and I can get a lot done and I enjoy that feeling of getting a lot done. And this year I was practicing getting enough sleep, which I'm doing so much better at, exercising on a regular basis so that my energy would stay up and then eating more healthy foods. And so those were boundaries that I've been working on all this year. And that means setting a time to go to bed and being consistent with that parameter and sleeping, getting 7 hours of sleep a night. And then getting up in the morning and exercising and then trying to make food choices that are more compatible with health. You know, not so much fried food, not so much prepared food, but eating fruits and vegetables and natural kinds of foods that are better for you. So those are all boundaries that I've set to within this year as I've been striving to be more loving to myself. So learning to say no and being willing to practice, not having to be at every event, not having to, you know, not feeling that need to be in the center of things, but feeling that desire to take care of myself and love myself and have the time to sleep and to be prepared and to feel ready when I do a workshop and have done the work that the preparation in order to feel good about things that I'm doing. So those are boundaries that help me to be more loving towards myself and then more with more energy and more vitality to feel the joy and satisfaction that comes from doing the things that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've been doing a really awesome job, especially with sleeping, you know, getting more rest, even though you, there have been times where, because of the circumstances, you've, you know, gotten back to your 4 or 5 hours a night, but you have been doing a really awesome job of getting that 7 hours of sleep and really taking care of yourself better. And I think that that's definitely been an inspiration for our listeners. It has been for me. And I think that as we do, we make choices that are in accordance with our boundaries, since we're talking boundaries tonight, or with how we want to be treated or how we want to treat ourselves, that makes our lives better. That brings us into a better place where we can, you know, make better choices. We can step out of our comfort zone, and we can really set ourselves up to succeed with, you know, taking more and more steps towards the goals we have or the dreams that we have, or, you know, becoming and allowing ourselves to be the person that we want to be, that we know we can be, that we are inside. And I think that as we continue to, you know, love ourselves more, that that just becomes easier to do.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we have a contest going on, don't we, right now? Or a giveaway?
We do. We have a giveaway going on right now. For the first person who calls into the show and has a comment or a question for us, they will win a free signed copy of Fearless Living, Live Without Excuses and Love Without Regret. by Rhonda Britton. It's signed by Rhonda Britton, and you will receive a free copy. We will mail it to you. And you will be able to have that to continue your journey, especially it's an awesome giveaway to have right now because you can use it as we start our new year in October with our new focus and going through the 12 steps again. You can have that as a tool in your toolbox to support you in this coming year with your new focus. So it's really, really exciting, and we hope that that someone takes us up on it and calls into the show and shares something or asks something so that we can send that out to you.
Yep. I just wanted to remind our viewers, not the viewers, our listeners, most of them listen after. They don't listen during this time frame, but if they listen to it during the week, then they can just either stay up late enough to call in or just be ready to call in next week. Next week, we'll be in Washington, D.C.
Yes, and we'll be doing the show live from D.C.
Live from Washington, D.C. So will we be doing that Eastern time, or will we still be?
The workshop goes until 9 o'clock Eastern time. Mm. So we wouldn't be able to do it 9 o'clock Eastern time. So it will still most likely be 9 o'clock Pacific time, which would be midnight for us. Because that's probably when we're going to be free. So we'll be doing the show. Oh, it's Monday. I'm sorry. Jay just reminded me. The show is on Monday. It's not during the actual workshop. So we could do the show at 9 o'clock Eastern time for our Eastern listeners. They would be able to listen to the show at 9 instead of midnight, and our West Coast listeners would be listening to it at 6 if they wanted to live, yeah. And then at Central would be 7. So, that's a good incentive. If you're listening next week, it will be 9 o'clock Eastern time. So, you will be able to, if the time frame is the challenge, which usually it is for most of our listeners, they listen to it the following day usually is what we're told. So you could listen to it live next week and get a free book.
Yeah. So that's something that we wanted to mention tonight to be sure that we're able to give someone that amazing gift. So,
yes,
we just want to show our love for you.
Yes, we're very appreciative that you come back each week and you listen and that you like stuff on our Facebook page. We would love more interaction, but we love what we get.
For sure. So we have a couple. That will be our final. Will that be our final week for?
No. Next week will not be our final week of the month. We actually have still 2 Mondays in this month. So next week will be integration of the 12th step, which is love. So we'll be talking about love and how we've integrated that into our month. And how we've come along this month with boundaries and letting go of judgment and the different things that we've talked about. And then the following week, we will be reviewing the entire year. So what have we done this year? What have we learned from each step with this particular focus? And we will be revealing our new focus for next year. And then the following week, we will start with step 1, which is awareness.
Great. Yeah, I've been, as we've kind of gone through this year and looked at our goals, my goal the previous year was to work on my business, which I've, of course, continued to do along with self-love. And part of the benefit of going through the program again with a new goal is that that just layers on top of previous goals as you continue to work towards your being clear on what it is that you want to do. And it's, I think I talked about this last week, that I'm looking to workshops and becoming a speaker as being one of my ways to promote fearless living and the principles of fearless living and leadership, which is my own personal business, is the Four C's of Leadership, and ways to develop speaker quality. So October 1st and 2nd, Corinna, another coach, and I are going to be going to Dr. Jeff Spencer's workshop in Pasadena, which is how to apply his blueprint for success to goals. And we have to take a goal with us that we're going to go through all 10 steps in his blueprint for success and go and being successful at reaching your goals. And so I am taking that goal of becoming a speaker. And tonight I was on a website for another friend of mine, told me about a course she's taking from a speaker who has a speaker's bureau that takes you through a workshop, and then you're actually placed on his website and he promotes you as a speaker. But it helps you to develop that clarity of your content and how you want to develop speaking. So I'm considering taking his workshop in February and really stepping up my intention and goal of becoming a speaker, because I'm thinking as I set boundaries and continue to have clarity about my passion and purpose, which helps me to be more loving and compassionate and honest with myself about what I really want, and then also responsible to that goal. And I have a 9-year period of time that I really want, and it's getting closer to an 8-year period of time, that I want to be able to be that accomplished speaker, to where as I reach my golden years, that I can be a speaker who maybe speaks once a month, and that brings me the revenue to continue traveling and supporting workshops and doing workshops as well, because that there's expense involved in traveling to support other people in their workshops and giving, you know, doing that. And so I'm just getting, it seems like even though the whole process of this goal of self-care and last year's goal of building my business, they're just kind of, the synergy between those goals is beginning to be really clear and keeping me on a path of growth, which is what keeps me motivated. Is the being a little bit better tomorrow than I was today at the clarity and the passion and the purpose and the willingness and the awareness and all of the steps in the journey, loving, you know, the self-love, the 12 steps that we worked on, how those work together in this cycle of improving, you know, the cycle of growing, the cycle of clarity and understanding one's purpose, and working towards that. So it's becoming more and more clear, which then motivates me to continue putting in the effort and having the honesty to be responsible at the same time, having compassion as I move forward. So it's coming together, and each workshop that I do helps me to be more clear on the principles and sharing those with others. And it shows up in not just my fearless living work, but the work I do at my church. I'm a teacher and a facilitator at my church, and also in my leadership classes and workshops that I do with my own content. So it's really exciting to me, and it's just an indication that being able to focus on a goal, apply the 12 steps, really helps you to move forward on your journey. And that at the end of this cycle of the 12 steps, I'm much further ahead in both goals that we've set, you know, throughout the year, the past 2 years. And now I'm excited to say, well, what's going to be my next goal, which I feel like going to this workshop with Dr. Spencer is going to be helpful in my ability to apply his 10 steps for successful goal setting. And he comes from a sports, he calls himself the, he's in your corner, he's an Olympian, and he applies what he did to become an Olympian to as a template for any goal that anyone wants to reach. So that another way of setting a boundary and showing love for myself is by investing my resources and my time in attending this 2-day workshop and being,
yeah, and also
it's a risk, you know, I mean, it's out of my comfort zone. I'm going to be there with athletes and CEOs and business people that I may, you know, may not have wanted to even be in the same room with, or say, well, you know, we're on a level playing field here. You know, we're all together working to learn to set goals and be better at what we do, and looking at it in that way, with we all have the same intention and being compassionate, but also being responsible that if I'm going to meet these goals, I have to play all in, and, you know, just like an Olympian, train and go through those steps, however long that process may take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'll have to keep that boundary of, you know, allowing yourself time, which means you'll have to say no to things that don't fit within this new, you know, set, you know, schedule, or, you know, steps that you're going to be doing. You'll have to assess, you know, like, does this fit in with my goal of becoming a speaker? No, it doesn't. Okay, then even though it sounds fun, I might need to say no to it, so that you give yourself time and you allow yourself time to do those speaking engagements or those workshops or those things that actually put you closer to your goal.
Yeah. Yeah, and
you know, you'll have to make sure that you're still sleeping and you're still working out and you're still eating right, so that you're capable of, you know, you have
having
the stamina to do those things.
Mhm. Yeah. So it's just, I think that these steps that we've gone through now, is this the end of our second year or third year?
Second.
Okay, yeah. So it just shows me how important it is to share these with other people. So we share these in a workshop called Pathways to Change Workshop as well, which we're going to do another one of those. And that's what we share those with people in a workshop setting. And so we're going to set a date for that real soon as well.
We already have set the date.
Oh, we did? I thought we had set the date for Fearless Life and for the one we just did.
Yeah, we set the date. It's in December.
Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe not. We set the date for Fearless Life and It Changed Your Life. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yes. But I didn't think
we wanted to do a Pathways to Change in January, but I informed you that I'm not going to be available in January.
Right. Yes, we have a new baby and a grandbaby coming, so.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's exciting to see yourself moving forward, to see your comfort zone expanding, to see how you treat yourself differently, how you allow others to treat you differently, how you treat others differently, because you're embodying these steps more and more each time. And I think that's why there's value in going through the 12 steps, over and over and over again, because especially when you do it with a different focus, because you're going to get something, you're going to go deeper, you're going to embrace that step even further each time you go through it, or, you know, further at least in that focused area. And then when you come at that step again, the following year, you're coming at it from a completely different place. Well, how are you going to come at it now? How are you going to expand it now? How are you going to step further into it now? And that's what's exciting about Fearless Living. There's always this forward movement. There's always this, okay, what next? What can I do next? How can I expand? How can I become? How can I grow more each time I come at this. And so that's really exciting. And I think boundaries is definitely a way for you to show love for yourself, for you to show love for your goals and your dreams as you move forward, because they allow you that time and that space to have to make those steps to move forward.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's been I think we're out of time, and so I look forward. I will see you early Wednesday morning, and we are heading for Washington, D.C., so I'm really looking forward to that.
And we will speak to you all from there next Monday.
Next Monday. Okay. Very good. So good night, everybody, and be fearless, and we shall talk to you in a week. Good night.
Be fearless.